Unit 3. Trouble. Page 39. Reading. Dealing with trouble. Here is a page from Paul's diary. Paul is writing about an unusual thing that happened to him one day. Friday, 28 June. Today, my dad and I were waiting for the ferry when suddenly we heard a big argument. Two women tourists and a young man were shouting at each other. The man held out a bag and showed everyone that it was empty. The crowd stared at the three people. No one knew what was happening. My dad moved through the crowd and said quietly to one of the women, "What's going on?" "They stole my friend's purse," said the woman. "We were in the bookshop buying postcards. Three young men started talking to us. Suddenly, my friend noticed that her purse was gone. Two of the men ran away. We followed this man here." Then the gates opened. The man hurried aboard, and the two women tourists went after him. "Wait," said my dad. "Let's take the next ferry." This was strange. Was my dad afraid of that man? I followed him to a shop nearby. He picked up the phone and quickly dialed 110. "I want to report a theft. The man is on number 3 ferry now. It just left a few minutes ago. Please meet the ferry." He gave some more details and then put the phone down. We took the next ferry. As we got off, we saw the two women tourists and four policemen standing around the man, and he looked worried. "Well done, Dad," I said as we walked by. Dad just smiled. Page 45. Listening. Descriptions of thieves. A. Listen to the recording. You will hear one of the women from the story on page 39 talking to a policeman. She is describing the two other thieves. Listen carefully and complete the descriptions below by writing one word in each blank. Now, could you describe the first man for me, please?
Yes, certainly. He was about 25 years old. He was quite tall and he was very thin.
What about his hair?
It was black and brown in colour. He had quite long hair. It was over his ears.
I see. And his clothes?
He was wearing a white T-shirt. I think it had some red writing on it. And he was wearing a pair of old blue jeans.
Did you notice his shoes?
I'm not sure. I think he had black shoes.
Good. Now, can you describe the second man? What about his age?
He was younger. I guess he was about 20 years old. But he wasn't as tall as the first man. He was rather short.
What about his weight?
Oh, he was very thin too.
And his hair?
He had short hair, I think. I couldn't see it really, because he was wearing a black baseball cap.
Can you remember his other clothes?
Yes, he had a dark blue shirt. And shorts, a pair of red shorts.
And did you notice his shoes?
Yes, he was wearing some old white sports shoes.
Old white sports shoes. Right. Thank you very much for your help. Page 46. Speaking. A. Talk time.
It are the three different ways of pronouncing the past tense forms of verbs.
A1. Practice saying the following verbs. Try to say the endings correctly.
T. Crossed. Helped. Laughed. Pressed. Asked.
D. Agreed. Realized. Carried. Tanned. used.
Ud. Ended. Needed. Started. Lifted. Visited.
A2. Listen and say these sentences. Picture 1.
She pressed the button.
Picture 2.
She lifted it up.
Picture 3.
She carried it downstairs.
A3. Work in pairs. Student 1 asks questions about the pictures in A2 and student 2 responds. Say the verb endings correctly. Remember to make your voice rise at the end of the questions and fall at the end of the answers. Example. Did she press the button?
Yes, she pressed the button.
Page 48. More practice. The funny side of police work.
Paula wanted to write an article about the funny side of police work for her school newspaper. She interviewed Detective Smith, and he told her these stories. Story A.
I remember arresting a thief in a clothes shop once. It was a strange case. The man was hiding a yellow sweater inside his coat. I thought he had stolen it, so I arrested him. We found out later that his wife gave him the sweater for his birthday, but he hated it. He just wanted to return it to the shop for a refund, but he didn't want his wife to see him. We soon released him.
Story B.
One day, when I was working in Candytown, a man robbed a bank on 6th Street. He wrote on the back of an envelope, "This is a robbery. Give me money," and gave it to the teller. She gave him $100,000, and the man ran away. Then we received a phone call from the teller. She told us to go to the man's flat in Candytown and get him. We arrested him as soon as he got out of the lift. He admitted that he had robbed the bank, but he couldn't believe that we found him so quickly. We told him that the front of the envelope he used in the robbery had his name and address on it.
Story C.
I once read a funny story about a man from Australia. He was trying to smuggle some rare birds from Thailand into Australia. He hid the birds inside a special pocket in his trousers. But as he was going through customs, the birds started to sing. Page 51. Word box. Ever.
Ever.
Argue.
Argue.
Deal with.
Deal with.
Trouble.
Trouble.
Unusual.
Unusual.
Happen to.
Happen to.
Argument.
Argument.
Hold out.
Hold out.
Crowd.
Crowd.
Stare.
Stare.
Through.
Through.
Quietly.
Quietly.
Be going on.
Be going on.
Steal.
Steal.
Pass.
Purse.
Postcard.
Postcard.
Gone.
Gone.
Gate.
Gate.
Aboard.
Aboard.
Go after.
Go after.
Strange.
Strange.
Be afraid of.
Be afraid of.
Dial.
Dial.
Theft.
Theft.
Detail.
Detail.
Put down.
Put down.
Get off.
Get off.
Worried.
Worried.
Well done.
Well done.
Realize.
Realize.
Fight.
Fight.
Rather.
Rather.
Downstairs.
Downstairs.
Module 2. Amazing Things. Unit 4. Numbers. Page 57. Reading. everyone's language. How many languages do you know? Everyone knows at least two. His or her own language and the international language of numbers. Ancient numbers.
In ancient times, people wrote numbers in many different ways, as these pictures of the number 6 show. However, they nearly all counted in the same way, in tens.
0.
Most of us use the system of numbers with numbers from 1 to 9 and 0. With these 10 numbers, we can write any number from the biggest to the smallest. The Indians first invented and developed the 1 to 9 system of numbers. They then invented the 0. This was a very important invention because it made it easier to write big numbers and to calculate.
Calculating machines.
One of the first calculating machines was an abacus. Abacuses are so fast and accurate that people still use them today. A modern electronic calculator can add, subtract, multiply, and divide. It can also calculate percentages and square roots. Computers are very powerful calculating machines. In a flash, a computer can do a calculation that you could not do in your whole lifetime.
Brain against computer.
Some people call the brain a living computer. Is a human brain a more powerful calculator than a computer? The following story may give an answer. Shakuntala Devi is a lady from India with an amazing brain. Shakuntala and a very powerful computer were given this problem to solve. Shakuntala's brain took 50 seconds to find the answer, like lightning. The computer took a minute. However, someone had to first program the computer with instructions, and that took many hours. No one had to program Shakuntala. Use your own living computer to solve the problem above. If it is not powerful enough, you'll find the answer on page 67.
Page 63. Listening. A quiz about numbers. Now, try a quiz about numbers. Listen to the recording and draw a circle around the right answer for each item. 1. Which one of these is an even number?
2. Which one of these is a fraction?
3. Which one of these is a percentage?
4. Multiply 8 by 4. What is the answer?
5. Subtract 11 from 32. What is the answer?
6. Which one of these is a decimal number?
7. Which one of these is an odd number?
8. Which one of these is a number showing degrees?
9. Add a half and 1.5. What is the answer?
10. Divide 99 by 9 and add 1. What is the answer?
11. My phone number is 25652881.
12. I live in flat 13A, block 2 in that new housing estate.
13. The tax rate is going up to 18% next year.
14. This ring costs 50,000 yuan.
15. The highest temperature today was 30.5 degrees. Page 63. Speaking. A. Talk time. A1. Say the time in two ways.
Noon. 12 o'clock.
Quarter past 1. 1:15.
2:20. 2:20.
3:25. 3:25.
4:30. 4:30.
5:40. 5:40.
7:15. 6:45.
A2. Say these telephone numbers.
2921-5143.
2565-1351.
2471-0122.
2389-4167.
2010-5100.
2724-5566.
2978-1121.
2356-4399. A3. May is calling her friend Rita on the telephone. Listen to or read their conversation and practice it until you can say it well. Then work in pairs to check the other homework problems in May's notebook.
Hello? 8906521.
Hello, this is May. Is that Rita speaking?
Hi, May. This is Rita.
I don't think I copied down a homework problem correctly. Can I check it with you?
Sure. Which one?
Number 5. Is it 0.92 multiplied by 18.18?
No, it should be multiplied by 18.16.
Thanks, Rita. Bye.
Goodbye, May.
Page 71. Word box. Divide.
Divide.
Degree.
Degree.
Especially.
Especially.
Calculate.
Calculate.
Brain.
Brain.
Part.
Part.
Language.
Language.
Nearly.
Nearly.
System.
System.
Invent.
Invent.
Develop.
Develop.
Invention.
Invention.
Abacus.
Abacus.
Accurate.
Accurate.
Electronic.
Electronic.
Calculator.
Calculator.
Subtract.
Subtract.
Multiply.
Multiply.
Percentage.
Percentage.
Square root.
Square root.
Powerful.
Powerful.
In a flash.
In a flash.
Calculation.
Calculation.
Whole.
Whole.
Lifetime.
Lifetime.
Against.
Against.
Living.
Living.
Human.
Human.
Following.
Following.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Solve.
Solve.
Lightning.
Lightning.
Like lightning.
Like lightning.
Program.
Program.
Power.
Power.
Complete.
Complete.
Check.
Check.